Madam President, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to join you in this session of the World Health Assembly. Madam President, I would like on behalf of my delegation to congratulate you on your election. I assure you of our support. Kenya aligns with the statement made by the Republic of Congo on behalf of the 47 member states of the African region. My delegation also welcomes the statement by Dr. Chan, Margaret Chan, the Director General of the World Health Organization. Madam President, it is our expectation that in the course of our deliberations, we will work collectively to strengthen World Health Organization. My delegation is pleased that the Health Assembly will focus on public health issues of concern to all member states, in particular World Health Organization reforms, non-communicable diseases, among other agenda items. Kenya is committed to providing affordable quality health care to all citizens and will negotiate supportive policies at national, regional and international levels to progressively achieve this goal. The Constitution of Kenya provides for the right to health and guarantees access to reproductive health services for women, access to emergency care including for all children. I reiterate Kenya's commitment to the outcome of the September 2011 United Nations High-Level Meeting on Non-Communicable Diseases. This meeting was significant in various respects. It raised the awareness that premature deaths from NCDs reduce productivity, curtails growth, and poses challenges, especially in developing countries such as Kenya. It also highlighted the epidemic proportion of NCDs and their social, economic, and development impact. Madam President, in Kenya, as in many developing countries, we are experiencing a double burden of both communicable and communicable diseases. For example, there are an estimated 1.5 million people living with HIV in Kenya. HIV prevalence among adults is 6.3%. The average prevalence of diabetes mellitus range from 2% among rural population to 12% in urban populations. Prevalence of hypertension is estimated to range between 21 to 50% depending on age and geography. We therefore face many challenges in seeking to provide affordable quality health care to all our people. Madam President, despite the challenges Kenya faces, the government has initiated a number of legislative and policy measures to address issues of disease prevention, control, treatment and care as contained in the new National Health Policy of 2012-2030. It guides improvement in the country's health indicators in line with the National Development Blueprint and constitutional requirements. The policy focuses on ensuring equity in access to health, community-based approach, social accountability, and multi-sectorial approach to health issues. We are convinced that the intervention undertaken will enhance existing structures while providing access to quality care. Equally significant is the progress made in the implementation of the recommendation contained in Kenya's 2009 MDG statement. In February 2011, pneumococcal vaccine for infants under 1 was introduced to accelerate reduction in infant mortality. It has significantly reduced admission due to pneumonia by 70%. Plans are also underway to introduce the retrovirus vaccine, we believe will further reduce under 5 mortality. We appreciate the invaluable contribution by the Gavi Alliance, and I take this opportunity to invite you, Madam President, and all ministers to the Gavi Alliance function, which Kenya is hosting on Wednesday afternoon. In conclusion, Madam President, I wish to reiterate the commitment of the Kenya government towards fighting the emerging threat of the non-communicable diseases, as well as building partnership to contain the same. Thank you very much and may God bless you.